Soon thereafter, there was the Battle of Bunker Hill. Actually, Breed's Hill within Bunker's Hill. Bunker Hill. Where the British sent in more forces 3 weeks after Concord. The American militia, that is, the American colonists, were trying to prepare for what they knew was coming the day before the attack. And they dug in at Breed's Hill, which is part of Bunker's Hill. About 2.5 to 3 weeks before that battle, a letter was written to the New York Assembly, effectively begging New York for gunpowder. Among those who signed it was Joseph Warren. Three men signed it, including Joseph Warren. Joseph Warren was considered the number one revolutionary in Boston. He was a renowned doctor. He was in his mid-30s. And he was the leading revolutionary. He and Sam Adams and later John Hancock and Paul Revere and so forth. Most of you know of him from me. Otherwise, he's mostly unknown. But he had a crucial role in the earliest days. He was far better known than Jefferson, Washington, or all the rest. And he was a marked man. The British wanted him dead. About 3 weeks after Concord, the British decided to send more troops to quell the colonists. They dig in, the Minutemen and other militia, at Breed's Hill. The British charge up the hill. They take many casualties. They're forced back. They charge up the hill the second time. They take more casualties and they're pushed back. They charged up the hill the third time. And the colonists ran out of gunpowder. Hand-to-hand combat on the front lines. General Page told the colonists to pull back. Many on the front line refused hand-to-hand combat. Among them, Joseph Warren. But they couldn't possibly win. One of the senior officers for the British walked up to Joseph Warren and shot him between the eyes. When the battle was over, they chopped his body up into pieces. They urinated on it. They covered it with dirt. Later, Paul Revere and others would search for the body, and they would find it. Because Paul Revere, a silversmith, had made one of the false teeth in the mouth of Joseph Warren. And he recognized it.